Blog Talk Radio. leaves to walk on, maps you can rely on, faith and guts to guide you, wander till you find you, only raw desire, match to give you fire, you have to trust your heart. Don't believe your notions, you were a sailor, who burned your ship and walked on, far away you walked on, you keep turning inland, where no man is an island, it's where you're supposed to be.
Thank you. to the waters and the hollows of his holy hands. Is the same God that uses broken man to expand his fixed plan. Sovereign, infinite, eternal, personal, and intimate. Independently playing the harp with the various parts of our heart's instrument. Yeah, a symphony of saints saved from sin, singing spiritual songs. Pausing in awe while all praise and all applause belongs to God. Stretching and bending, pitch pruning, tightening and tuning. It's the residue of his blessing. That's the evidence of his divine choosing. Using the weather and the storm to conform us into the image of our glorious Lord. Scorned and composed his score, being stitched together in a melodious chord. It's the strumming and pressing of strings that momentarily stings, but in the end ultimately brings us to the place that causes hearts to sing.
Audience. Need me. praise and worship part of the service. Let's get into the message. Okay, God loves to share his will. One of the most scandalous truths of the gospel is that our Creator longs to be encountered by his creation. God longs to meet with us. His greatest desire is a relationship with us. I can't fathom why God in all his holiness and goodness makes himself available to us, but it's a powerful truth of Scripture. God is pursuing each of us with his relentless love, seeking out those who might respond to his open invitation by opening the door of their hearts to him. My prayer is that in response to God's desire to meet with his people, we would be those who say yes to centering our lives around his nearness. May your week be marked with the reality of God's presence and love. One of the most beautiful, peaceful truths of Scripture is that God longs to share his will with his people. God is not one who leaves us to our own devices. He's not even one who leaves us with the Bible and says, good luck, I hope you figure it out. He's the God who dwells within us, longing to speak into our lives and guide us into his perfect, pleasing plans. In Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 14, it's often quoted passage in Christian circles, but I pray that the powerful promise contained in his word will reveal to you today in a fresh, transformative way. Scripture says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I have sent you into exile. We can place our hope in our revealed will of our Heavenly Father. We can trust that we are not sheep without a shepherd, but rather those in the flock of a perfect loving God who came to lay down his life for us. Through the Holy Spirit, God is perfectly capable of guiding us into his plans for welfare and not for evil. Behind his leading is always a more abundant presence-filled life. Behind his leading is always more of him and more of who we are in him. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. So God longs to make straight our paths. But in order to follow his leading, we must assess where our trust is and who we are acknowledging with our lives. We will never follow that which we don't fully trust. If we are to be led by the Spirit, we must trust that everything he tells us to do is absolutely the best thing for us. Trust is meant to be the fruit of relationship. It's meant to be birthed out of an experimental knowledge of God's trustworthiness. If you haven't given God much a chance to prove himself trustworthy in your life, today is the day. Okay, we as the people of God must place our hope in him alone. If we are to experience all the wealth of life his promises have to offer, we must place our trust in him if we are to receive a full knowledge of his will. So take time to meditate on the trustworthiness of your God. Meditate on his desire to share with you his will. Take time to place your trust in him alone and commit yourself to following his leading. May your day be marked by a fruit of God's perfect, pleasing plans for your life. So, meditate on God's trustworthiness and desire to share with you his will. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, and the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in its scorched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Where do you have a hard time trusting God? Where is your life not marked by his perfect, pleasing plans? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, the heart of man's plans is his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. So ask God to reveal his will to you in those areas. Align your heart with his desires for you, and then you might experience the fruit of truly following his will. Place your trust in God alone for every area of your life. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Oftentimes, God's perfect pleasing plans don't conform to the desires and wants of the world, but we must place our trust in Him. That is His way or higher than ours. His desires and wants for us are better than anything we can imagine. He has eternally in mind when He leads us along with our present circumstances and desires. Trust that you align your heart with Him and place your hope in Him alone. His leading will perfectly satisfy the deep desires of your heart. I highly suggest that you read Isaiah chapter 58. That'll bring this devotion more into life for you. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will have a chance to do so in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way is up or down, and you don't know which way to go? Okay, are you lacking purpose in life, and you need some? Okay, or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, overeating, or gambling. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, He has to know you. If He does not know you, He can't do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. Okay. Well, we got some callers. Okay, let's take some callers. All right.
Banjo.
Okay, nothing but junk callers. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny.
Hello, Donnie, how you doing?
Brother, I am doing blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored, my man. How are you doing?
I'm the same, blessed and highly favored.
Now, Kenny, I have a question for you, brother. Where were you the last two nights? I heard you were at the veterinary clinic.
No, I wasn't in no veterinary clinic.
Kenny?
Yeah?
Kenny? Well, what is going on, brother? Why didn't you do a show the last two nights?
I wasn't feeling well.
Well, I mean, let me be honest with you, Kenny. I would not feel well either if I had a raccoon in my asshole.
I don't have a raccoon in my asshole.
Are you sure, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Because, the concussion that you suffered at Kenny Palooza might have made you forget everything.
No, I didn't suffer a concussion at Kenny Palooza because there wasn't any Kenny Palooza.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Kenny, can we say a prayer for Banjo, please?
For what? He doesn't exist.
He doesn't, Kenny. That's Grover's. That is Grover's animal. That is his pet, brother. That's his best friend.
Yeah, right.
Kenneth. What's wrong with you? Why are you so mad, Kenneth?
I'm not mad. It's all bull crap.
Kenneth, Banjo is not fake.
That's a real live
animal, brother.
No, it's not.
Kenneth, how can you call a raccoon? So you're saying raccoons named Banjo don't exist?
It don't exist.
Kenneth, that's ungodly.
Well,
I don't understand why you won't say a prayer. You're supposed to be godly, Kenneth.
I am godly, and I'm not gonna pray for something that doesn't exist.
But it does exist.
No, he doesn't.
Kenneth, I saw a picture of Banjo, man. Come on, brother.
I don't care what you saw, it's not real.
Kenneth, I don't know why you're getting so mad at me. I didn't do anything. I'm not the one that threw a party and had a raccoon shoved up my ass. That was you, Kenneth. Why are you getting mad at me?
No, it wasn't. Wasn't me.
Kenneth, do you have any other callers?
Yeah, I got another 111 caller.
Well, let's see who it is. Maybe it's somebody that can add some insight to the situation.
Yeah, right. Okay. 111, you're on the air. Hello? I guess they don't want to say anything there, Donnie.
Unbelievable, man.
What are you doing? I want to talk to you. You answer me.
Oh.
Hello.
Who is this? This Grover?
This is Grover. This is Grover. I got so.
Uh-huh.
Hang up on Grover.
I ain't taking his call.
Kenneth, what is wrong with you, man? It's supposed to be a godly show.
It is a godly show. I'm not taking his call.
So you just not going to take a black man's call now? You take my call, but you won't take Grover's call? Is it because he's homeless, Kenneth?
He keeps calling my house over and over and over, so I'm not taking his call.
Kenneth. Not everybody can parlay up in here like you. You know what I'm saying? They can't be rolling in the money like you. Grover needs help, brother. He's reaching out.
I'm not rolling in no money either.
Kenneth, you have a place to live, man. Why won't you? I don't understand it, brother. You have no empathy for a homeless man?
No.
Kenneth, why? How can you claim you're a pastor and you have no empathy, brother?
I have no empathy for Grover because he's a liar.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, Kenneth, let's see. Take some other callers, brother. Come on, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, so far, let's see. There's only one more caller. I'll give me a ticket. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Palmentero from Imperial Beach, California, but preside in Perryville, Connecticut.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
A real pastor. How
are you, darling, Dr. Peter?
I am blessed, to say the least. I wanted to see how you were doing, Dr. Fishman.
I'm blessed and highly favored.
That's very good. Who do we have on the line here? Do I hear Dr. Cornelius?
Yes, brother. Yes, doctor. That is me. It's Dr. Cornelius II. Brother, I appreciate you calling in to add your wisdom to the show. Kenny is being very ungodly and unpastorly right now. He will not pray for Banjo. He has evicted Grover from the show, will not allow Brother Grover on the show. Can you please pass some of your wisdom on to Kenneth, please, brother?
Absolutely. You know, this reminds me of the King James Bible. I believe it's in John 8. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. But let me tell you guys this: let he who has never had a raccoon up his anus cast the first stone. Because I think we're being hard on dear Dr. Fishman. I think we're being hard on Dr. Grover as well. I think we all need to get along. I think if Dr. Grover had a pet raccoon named Banjo. It's not his fault that that raccoon was trained or mimicked the activities or the actions of the raccoons trained by Douglas. That is unfair. And I think all parties need to come to the table and come to resolution and find out. And we need to come together and know that raccoons' lives matter as well, and that we can partake and we can come to the table as one, as brothers. Can I get an amen, please?
Amen, yeah. Brother. That, very well said, Doc. That's very well said. And I just want to add this. Kenny, I do not blame you for Banjo's disappearance. I blame Douglas, because Douglas has raised those raccoons from when they were babies, and he entered them into his rectum, and they knew not where they were going, brother, because they had been trained to burrow in rectums. That's what they've been trained to do. And so I do not blame Kenneth, okay? As much as he wants to be angry at me, I do not have anger at him, nor do I blame him. I blame Douglas, who is clearly not a good animal owner. We all know he only has two brain cells and lacks a chromosome, or actually has an extra one. I'm not really sure which, but he's a mongoloid, as we all know. And so I don't blame Kenny, and I just want Kenny to know that. There's no blame to be thrown around. I appreciate everything that Kenny has done up until this point, but I thought we needed to bring another pastor on to kind of broker some kind of agreement between all parties so that there's no anger and resentment involved. So thank you, Doctor, or should I say Pastor, Dr. Pastor Peter Paul. I appreciate you, brother. You're a good man.
Well, I approve of your message, and I approve of my message as well. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of two messages so far.
Amen.
Kenny, my brother Jonathan Longfeather, I think is Dr. Longfeather, I think is in the queue, who could add some quality to the show. Could you bring him on, please, brother?
Yeah, I know. I got to see his number.
Amen.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Dr. Fishman.
How you doing tonight?
I haven't talked to you in a while. You've been gone, and you haven't been on Discord, and I've been sending you messages on there looking for some godly advice. I had some Bible questions, but I don't know why you haven't been coming around, and then you just disappear off your show for days at a time, and I don't know what's going on with you. Makes you think you died.
No, I haven't died.
And how long have you hated animals? Is this a new thing, or is this...
I don't hate animals.
Well, you make the statement that there's no way that that Grover has a pet raccoon, or you don't think their pet raccoons can exist or something.
It don't exist because he hasn't been around here, and so.
Well, Kenny, you're stuttering again, man. Come on, don't lie on the show, Kenny. The circle is
tough,
brother. Come on.
He has not been around here. No Banjo been around here.
Do you hate the homeless now? You used to be homeless.
I don't hate homeless. I don't hate anybody.
You
okay?
Hate Grover. You hate Grover.
I don't hate
Grover.
I'm not going to allow him on my show because he keeps calling my house all the time. Okay?
He's reaching
out for help, Kenny.
He's
what?
Homeless. If he calls you, Kenny, it's because he's reaching out for help, brother. The man is homeless. You're supposed to be a pastor, Kenny.
How? So what does he say when he calls you?
Just stupid stuff like about Banjo and okay.
Do you think he cares? He cares about his pet?
Well, he didn't lose it here.
Well,
Kenny, what have you told?
Dr. Fishman, just to be clear, raccoons can be pets. I read an article about them. Raccoons can be loving and sweet pets, but they require a great deal of work and maintenance as they are still wild animals. They are not the kind of domestic pets you can leave alone for very long. When they get bored, your house can be destroyed in your absence, and they tend to burrow themselves in crevices that will make them feel at home.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ken, how have you hated... Ken, how long have you hated blacks?
I don't hate blacks.
He hates blacks, Johnny. He clearly... I mean, he left me on the show, but, I mean, he doesn't like me, and he won't let Grover on the show, and Grover is in dire need of help. He's a homeless man.
And listen, Ken, you know, Grover's a veteran, and you're a veteran. You guys should have a kinship, a brotherhood, shared pain and sacrifice.
Amen. Amen. Johnny's preaching right now. Johnny's right. 100% right.
Grover's 59 years young, as he said. Isn't that about your age?
Yeah.
You probably overseas together, Kenny. Lord have mercy. Good point, Johnny. I didn't even think about that, brother.
You guys are almost identical. You both have been homeless. You're both veterans. You both have doctorates. You both have pets. You both wear a helmet at times. You both have been crated.
Grover has not been anally penetrated, though. So that's where it ends, though, right?
No.
I mean, he's
that's different.
Amen.
He enjoys a good quote unquote blow job. I've heard that before.
That is true. Amen. I mean, he's a homeless man. Beggars can't be choosers, brother.
Yeah. Well,
Kenny, what is it going to take for you to allow Grover back on your show? We need to make this happen. The man is in need of help. You are his spiritual advisor. How are you going to turn your back on the man?
I do not know the man. I've never met the man. Okay, and everything he says is a lie. Okay, that comes out of his mouth.
That sounds real familiar, Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
Kenny, you throwing stones from a glass house, my man. Come on,
brother.
Oh,
yeah, oh, well.
Dr. Fishman, I just got a private message from I just got a private email, actually, from a someone asking, and I think they bring up a good point. Can you hold your phone, excuse me, your phone to your stomach, or your rectum, if you will, just to prove that there is no raccoon up there? I think that'll have everybody at peace.
That's a great idea, brother.
I want to thank Dr. Sparkles for that piece of advice. That's brilliant. That's a good idea. That's a good olive branch. That's a peace offering, if you will.
That's Dr. Sparkles. Yeah. Dr. Sparkles.
Yeah, and
I
would just send a message that actually Banjo lost all of his family in a Tel Aviv bombing, Kenny. I mean, it does not get any more. I mean, it's just insane, Kenny. You guys are so alike, and yet you hate him so much. Music on the show?
That was Johnny.
That was terrible, Johnny. That was very terrible music that you just played. It reminded me of Kenny when he plays all that music at the beginning of his show. Amen.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, guys, let me say goodnight.
Kenny, why are you ending the show, brother?
Because I'm tired.
Dr. Ashley actually has a great question. Why do you hate Native Americans?
I don't hate Native Americans.
Okay? Well, where's Johnny? Did you hang up?
He started playing music, so I muted him.
Well, let him back on, Kenny. Maybe he thought he was muted. Before.
No, he didn't think he was me.
Kenneth, why are you being so angry tonight? Just, Kenneth, let the brothers on the show, let us congregate and talk about the Lord, Kenneth.
Okay, well, then I'll bring Doug on. Okay.
Oh, Doug.
All right.
Bring everybody on now, then. Bring all the people on, Kenneth.
Yeah, hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm doing just right.
Yeah. DC too, boy. You're on a rap, man. Yeah.
Hey, Douglas,
it's all about the raccoons, huh?
Douglas, you been drinking tonight, brother? How much you been drinking?
Oh, thousands of gallons.
Thousands of gallons and two raccoons in your asshole, right, brother?
No, four. Four. There's four. They all came home. All four of them came home.
From Tel Aviv. That's amazing.
No, it wasn't from Tel Aviv.
That's just Kenneth's family that died in Tel Aviv. Amen. Kenneth.
Ha, ha, ha. That's funny.
Kenneth.
Ha, ha, ha.
Kenneth. Hey, Douglas.
You're
hey,
a funny
Kenneth,
guy. Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, Kenneth, let Douglas do a sermon on the show, brother. Doug, why don't you speak some spiritual guidance on the show, brother?
Send the lightning bolt down as soon as possible and
amen,
aim it
brother.
Directly at Don Cornelius II, who
yes,
does not
yes,
exist
yes,
and blasphemes
Lord.
Your
Praise
name
be.
Over
Praise
and
be,
over.
Praise
every
you,
month.
Don't you love asshole Douglas? Oh,
praise
okay, Douglas.
The Lord.
You gay as hell, Douglas. Oh, you gay. Woo-hoo.
Send the lightning bolts now, dear Lord. Down to DC2.
Hey, Kenneth.
And his little crevices that are full
Kenneth,
of little
does
rats
does Doug,
that are
Doug
running up
mouth,
his
Kenneth.
Dark anus.
Does Kenneth nut in your mouth?
Hello, Douglas? Hallelujah.
Does Kenneth nut in your mouth? Doug, does Ken nut in your mouth? Do you love it when Kenneth blows his load all over your face? Do you love that? I bet you do, Douglas. I bet you
yep.
do.
Thank
they
you,
just,
Lord. Send
that
lightning bolt soon, Lord. We'll be praying.
All over your face.
We will
you just
be
suck
praying,
it down
Lord.
Like you, yes, you
Amen.
Suck that load right out of him. Suck his balls. Yes. Yes. Yes, Doug. Keep preaching, Doug.
Just remember, when God laughs, it's not funny.
Oh, yeah, Doug, you spiritual motherfucker, you. Oh, you so funny, Doug. Oh,
what's your language?
Oh, wait, I can't cuss, but Douglas can cuss, right? That's,
I didn't
that's
cuss. What, lightning is cuss word now? I did?
Doug,
I didn't
cuss.
Cuss
every show you're on. Doug, you cuss every show you're on.
I'm sorry about that.
No, I can tell. So
yeah,
when are you going to pump each other? Like, seriously, this is just a circle jerk. Kenny, you won't let anybody else on but Doug.
He's letting you on. He lets Dr. Peter Puller on. He lets
Peter
Johnny Puller. Longfeather slash
who the hell is
Groucho on.
They ain't on now, are they?
Oh, I ain't in control of the call board, am I? Please, God, send that lightning bolt as
Probably
fast
you,
as
you
can.
Fucking each other.
Zeroed in
with
DC2's house.
Douglas, you and Kenny are fucking each other, and it's very clear to everyone
that's so godly.
Well, I mean, Kenny's married and lives
you,
with a man.
You resort down to this?
Okay,
I told you, you got
Douglas,
one brain cell. Hey,
Douglas.
At least I got two.
Can you even spell brain cell?
Yes, I can.
Well, I'll spot you brain. B-R-A-I-N. Can you spell cell, asshole?
Yes, I can.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Kenny, is there anyone else on the phone other than this moron?
Douglas, how are you doing, Douglas? Is everything good with you? This is Dr. Peter
yes.
Colventure.
Yes, all four raccoons are home now. Everything
yep.
is fine. You can just
yep.
drop the raccoon story, okay?
The raccoons are
They're
all
home.
All
I'll be shipping
asshole.
One down to Grover at the Haven for Hope down in San Antonio. I'm going to send them one down. Or maybe it might go by way of Crabgrass, Florida. Excuse me.
Douglas,
so
what,
funny,
what's the names of the other three raccoons?
I'm not as funny as you.
No, I know
the
that.
Record.
We all know
Mr. Two. Why aren't you Mr. One?
Because my daddy
DC
was
two.
Mr. One. You a
O'Donnell?
Stupid motherfucker. You
the
a
guy that never had a child? But
he
you're
has,
his son? Okay.
You hold on. Hey, asshole. You think the guy from Soul Train? You don't even do good work. Look up Google. You had two kids, you dumb motherfucker. You so stupid.
Okay.
Maybe you only got one brain cell. You a retard. Kenny, you let retards on your show, man. This motherfucker's
yeah,
a
yeah, let DC2. You're letting DC2 on your show. Pretty
Kenny.
Obvious.
Kenny.
He's retarded.
Yeah, I'm
He's living
retarded.
In some delusional world that doesn't exist with raccoons
Doug,
and
will you please drink some
bashes
more,
and meat
please
and greets. Oh, yeah, go ahead, call me off. I don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, I was mad the other night. Sorry.
Shut up, Doug. Is Dr. Peter Paul still
you
on
here? You shut up. Every time you tell me to shut up,
shut
I'm
up.
Going to tell you to
shut up.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm definitely still on, but it's important for me that Douglas vents. This helps his mental retardation and the pills that he's
right.
taking.
That's right.
It helps him calm down, and it's part of his exercise. So he needs to vent.
When are you going
to
start doing your Pastor Kent voice? Hello.
Let it out, Doug. Let it all out, Doug. Come on, brother.
30 more seconds. Go ahead. Go ahead, Douglas. Keep going. I'm timing you now. Go.
Do you have your phone behind a pillow or something?
Keep going, Douglas. Keep going, brother. Let it out. Get angry. Come on, scream, brother. I want you to make Kenny
brother.
Come. He's jerking
okay.
off right now. Kenny's jerking it right now. Kenny is jerking it.
See,
Doug, start screaming. Start screaming, Doug. Start screaming, Doug. Come on, Douglas.
Jerk that's on
Come
here.
On, Douglas.
Yeah, I'm holding my swear words back.
Keep going
for
brother.
You,
let it
Mr.
out, Mr.
Great DC2.
Let it out, brother. Let it all out. Come on, Douglas.
Yeah. How about I put out your real name? Would you like that?
Go ahead, Douglas.
How,
put out
how about
my real
some
name.
Phone numbers?
Go ahead, Douglas. Put out my real name and phone number.
Why I won't do that? Because I'm not that low like you guys.
Bullshit. Just put it
right,
out. I don't care. Put out my, put
oh,
out
yeah.
my real name.
Here's
put out
Doug's
my phone
IP.
Number.
Here's Doug's. Hey, whatever. I told you. Come up and find me. You probably won't
what
like what happens.
Hey, asshole. I've never threatened to come find you, so shut your fucking mouth.
Hey, dick suck.
Oh, that's a good one, Doug. Real original.
Oh, asshole's original, right? Mr. DC2. Asshole's original. Okay.
Let it go, Doug. Get it all out. Get it out, brother.
There was a post.
You guys are just stupid, man.
And yet,
come
yet
on.
Here you are. And yet, here you are arguing. If we're so stupid, what does that make you?
I guess that makes me someone they don't
that makes
know
you
who to talk to
moron,
or something.
Retard with two brain cells. To shut the fuck up.
Hey, you're on here, too.
Douglas, can I read something that reminded me about you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I like your act. You do a good act. DC2 is just a rude
person. He doesn't like mine? He doesn't
person.
Like mine? Oh, good. Well, then I'll keep it up for the rest of my life.
I like your fake Peter Paul thing, you know.
Douglas, can I... Do you mind? The 30 seconds has been over. I'd like to say
okay,
something,
okay, sorry. Guess that ain't going to happen, man.
Not every flower can say love, but a rose can. Not every plant can survive thirst, but a cactus can. Not every retard can read, but look at you go, little buddy. Today you should take a moment and thank a mental retarded person like my good friend Douglas, just as I have done. I don't care if you lick windows or through farm animals. You have in their cupcakes.
And I approve this message.
Shut up,
my friend. Look at you smiling. You crazy.
I'm wearing a mask, too.
Retard.
While I'm in my house. Yes, I'm in my house wearing a mask right now. Talking to brilliant gentlemen and very godly callers on this righteous network. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Doctor. That was a great sermon, and you helped me a lot.
You didn't even let him finish.
What? I didn't let him finish.
I don't even think he was finished.
Oh, please. Carry on, please, sir. Doctor. Okay. I'm not going to say it. Doctor, sir. Dr. Fauci. I'll call you Dr. Fauci from now on. Dr. Peter Paul Fauci. Continue on, sir.
Kenny, are you jacking off again? Lord have mercy.
No, I don't jack off.
Hey, DC2, you're always talking about that. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, you're so smart.
You can just Skype me or something, you know. Then you can jerk off. You jerk.
So,
isn't that funny how that goes together?
So funny, you jerk.
Wow. Okay.
Y'all are too much fun to see.
DC jerk.
Right.
I'm sorry. Hang up on me.
Oh, did they all hang up?
No. I wanted to hear Dr. Peter Paul Fauci some more.
Hi, Doug.
Douglas, I appreciate you wanting to hear my voice. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing that you have came so far from where you were, from putting the bottle down to stop drinking as much alcohol as you used to. And I'm glad the pills that have been prescribed to you are working. And they're doing their job.
I don't take pills. And I don't drink alcohol. Well, I don't drink, like hard alcohol. I admit I drink beer.
Well, remember, the first step, or one of the steps, is you have to admit, okay, you have a problem.
I just did.
It's different for people.
Did you not hear me?
It's different
with
people.
Open your ears.
What? What's that?
Douglas, she said to open your ears, please.
No.
A mask. I have a mask over my ears. I have earplugs now and a mask and goggles. Dr. Fauci, I'm sorry.
Are you
okay,
trying to
Dr.
bite
Fauci?
Your Douglas? Are you trying to bite your ear off? Is that why do you have a mask over your ear, Douglas?
Sounds like you're at a loss for words, Dr. Fauci.
Douglas, why are you trying to bite your ear?
I'm not. Why would I bite my ear?
Well, people with mental retardations tend to want to bite their ear off.
Well, there's two reasons. I don't have mental retardation, and I don't want to bite my ear off.
Have any of them ever succeeded?
Yeah, that'd be a good one, wouldn't it? Biting your ear off.
It would be, right? I'd like to see that.
That's where I'm getting.
You'd have to have a big ear.
a big crooked mouth.
Big ear. And a guy like Dr. Peter Paul Fauci, informing you of how to do it. Right, sir? Surgeon General. Aren't you the Surgeon General, too?
Okay. Let's take another caller here. Let's see here. Okay. 111.
Hello, this is Isabel.
Hello, Isabel.
Is the red tone okay? Is little Banjo all right? Oh, please tell me he's all right.
Sounds like Johnny Longfeather. Is that Johnny Longfeather's sister again? Because it really sounds like it.
Looking at that bitch.
Yeah, okay. That proves it. Thank you. Sorry. Muted.
Stop drinking so
okay,
much, Doug.
Let's take another caller. 111.
Hello, and good evening, gentlemen.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike Hunt, celebrity personal trainer. And I have a brief message for Douglas. Doug is sick. He gave the raccoon's asshole a lick. He pulled out his prick, but Banjo gave him a kick. Doug sucked that poor raccoon's dick. Animals live in fear when Doug is near. Last night, he drank a lot of beer and fucked a deer. He's such a queer.
Ooh.
What do you think about that?
That was a good one. Yeah.
I like that.
I'm recording all of these and putting them in my, like, little recordings, and then I'm letting my daughters listen, and they're like, wow, Dad, they must love you. And I said, yeah, and they write poems about me. They write poems. And they do love me because they write poems. Okay.
They do. They honor you. They honor you for equality on the internet.
Yes, yes. I know.
Like minstrels of yore, they say praises.
Yes, and I'm not as bad as they think I am.
Exactly.
I'm not.
Douglas, how old are your daughters?
It's none of your business. You know, I would tell you, but.
Do your daughters approve of you drinking?
What are you going to ask me next? What's my street address and social security and bank account and credit card CV number on the back? Is that what you want to ask me? Dr. Peter Fauci. So you got a lot of credibility, Dr. Fauci. Sorry.
You think your daughters would like to babysit for me? I have a great report was that I've had babysitters before. They've all been very, very
fond
of
me. They would probably both end up pulling out their, how can I say this, their protective devices and maybe taking you out. That's probably what would happen.
Well,
so I would not try to court them or any of those type of things. Dr. Peter Paul Fauci. Peter Paul Fauci.
I don't have any kids, but I'd love to meet them. Can I meet your daughters, Doug?
Sure.
There's a nice wooded area by Doug's house, too.
Oh, yeah. I live in the woods.
Amen. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Dr. Peter Paul.
You might disappear.
He just got a new blade, too, is what I heard. Dr. Peter Paul, is that true? Have you got a new blade?
I do have a new blade.
Do you hold it to your throats?
He holds it to their throats.
That's what I got incarcerated for.
Doug,
and that's why you would probably end up dead if you came around my area.
Hey,
okay.
Doug, are you pimping out your daughters right now live on the platform?
Well, if you got...
I sure am.
Well, that's great.
They'll take you out, too.
Father of the year right here, brother. Woo!
I have two sons also.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I don't know if Peter Paul don't get down like that.
My sons are in their 40s.
What are your daughters, Doug?
My daughters are in the younger years.
That's what I will say.
Well, I'll say it. Because who cares? They're people. And you ain't going to fuck with them. So, yeah, they're in their, like, niece. I have sons in their 40s.
Drinking?
Yeah, shut up. How's that?
Fuck you. Fuck
yeah,
you
too, Johnny Longfeather. Go check your crap grass.
Doug,
Mama's calling you.
She
has a baby bottle full of Similac for you.
Doug,
okay?
Doug.
So go get
her
for change and go on your little nappy nap. And stop, you know, talking like a fake girl.
Doug, we're about the same age.
My name ain't Doug. You know that, right? I already told you that my name's not Doug.
It's Douglas.
It's Douglas. Okay.
Let's bring on another caller. Okay.
Yeah, really. This is old.
Bring on Ashley. Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I just wanted to hear Doug Lewis.
Hey, can I play Ashley's fake call without her voice changer? Huh?
Now it's a party because we can't. Ashley called in on Obama. Call.
Oh, yeah.
We can't hear.
Can I play Ashley's voice call without the voice changer? Well, I have it right here on my phone. Yeah, I didn't think so. You're just a fake. You're a guy. Come on. Lose the voice shit and just talk normal.
That's all you got? Seriously?
Well, it's very muffled, and I don't hear what you're saying.
Ashley, you have to remember, Doug has two brain cells, and
yeah,
he's retarded.
And DC2 has one.
You can't.
You want me to go? You want me to go on a rant? Hey, I'll go
ahead,
on a rant.
Okay, everybody, let Doug scream. Go ahead.
How much time's left? I'll do a rant for you.
Go ahead, Douglas. Go ahead.
Douglas,
I will not say any of the words that cannot be said.
Shut up, Doug.
You know, there used to be seven words, like swear words, but now there's like 30 words that are like races and things like that.
Shut up,
Douglas.
You just told me to go on a rant, now you're saying shut up.
I'm telling you to shut up because you're just rambling, man. Either rant or shut up.
Because I'm a rambling man.
You're retarded, man.
That's what I am. What are you? What do you do?
I'm
not C2, the guy that don't exist, the name that ain't real. What do you do?
Your name ain't real either, Doug, as you claim. You say Doug.
I told you, I'm Sidney Riley Reed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was a colonel in the Afghan War. You understand
right.
that?
Right.
I won't put nothing out after that. Yeah.
Are you gonna yell or what? Let's hear it, man. What is that all you got?
Yeah, I guess it's wearing
Come
off,
on,
isn't it? It's wearing off.
All right. Well, Ashley, what's up, Ashley? What's going on?
Yeah, Ashley.
I'm waiting for Doug.
That's a really fucking gay name for a man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say gay, but I mean, Pastor Ken ain't named Pastor Ashley.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a real God. Yeah. Scared, man.
This show has never gotten.
That is scary. Scary. With a capital E.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Scary. You want more?
What? I'm in water?
Yeah,
okay. I'm done. That's it. I'm going to hell. I'll be burning down in hell with big flames all around me. And Ashley will be sitting there laughing at me. And Johnny Longfeather's little sister will be there looking at me, laughing. I'll be sitting there going, wow, I can't believe this. It was all real. Yeah, that's what God did for me. Yeah, what? What, Johnny Longfeather's sister?
Fuck me harder!
No, come on. You know that's a recording. Give me a fucking break. Sorry, I didn't mean to drop an F-bomb.
Okay. Well.
Yeah,
well. Well, guys? Douglas, I'd like to meet your daughters. Please private message me. And I heard you say something about a muff. If you want to talk
what?
To me about
Cut off Ashley or Johnny Longfeather, whoever's playing that fucking trash. Sorry.
That's more entertaining. It's more entertaining than Doug. Let him, Kenny. Don't on.
Oh, come on. Well, I hope you don't have a wife or nothing, and you're listening to that trash.
Kenny.
Thinking it's entertaining. That's all. Sorry. Over and out.
Yeah, I'm muted, actually. I don't need moaning. Okay?
No. It's not a woman. It's a guy. And I can prove it. Why they don't just admit it, I don't know. Just admit it. Yes, I was using a voice thing. Now I don't.
Doug needs beer money so bad, $5 to sleep with his girl.
I love your poems.
What a perv.
Give me a poem, I'll take it home. I'm writing it in a book, and I'm going to give it to my kids and go, look at the poems they wrote about me. This is how much I was loved. I was loved by the internet world community. They would write poems about me. Even if they were bad, they were poems to me. Do you understand that?
Douglas, I'll give it to your daughters. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that their boyfriends already are doing that. Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. I ruined your shit, Dr. Fauci. I'm going to spread it all over YouTube and everywhere else. GC2. I know your name. Dr. GC2.
Hey,
I'm
going to
call him.
Doug.
Oh, what's
hey,
that
Doug.
Woman that wears all the scarves? What's her name?
Hey,
the scarf
Doug.
Lady? That's GC2's
hey,
new last name.
If you're not
or
a
it
bitch,
could be GC2
hey,
Harris.
If you're not
GC2,
a bitch,
GC Kamala Harris.
Tell everyone my real name if you're not a bitch. If you're not a bitch, tell everyone my real name and number. Go ahead. You a bitch. You won't do it. You won't tell
no,
everyone my real name. You know why you won't
no.
do it? Because you're lying, motherfucker. That's why.
You think I don't know it?
I think
is that what you're saying?
I think you're
yeah,
making
bullshit.
All this shit up.
Do I don't
it.
Do,
do
that.
It then, tough guy. Do it. I don't
I'm
give
a tough guy. I never said I was a tough guy.
Go ahead.
I don't walk around acting like a tough guy. I don't do none of that shit. But let me tell you
yeah.
something. You come to my house, I'm protected.
Is that a fact? You're a fucking retard, okay?
Okay, Ken says I'm a retard. Whatever.
Yeah,
everyone calls me a retard.
He's playing a recording.
Yeah, I know it was a recording. I was playing along. But where'd Dr. P.P. Fauci go? I love him, man. He's great.
I'm still here, Douglas. I'm just
yes,
trying to...
Yes, please do a prayer for the end of the show. Like the
okay.
last time. That was epic. I love it. And then when DC2 said to get a tree trunk and shove up my ass and get some bark or something. Yeah, that was epic. I love it. I record it all. It's going to be, maybe you'll get some money off it. Yeah, that farting shit's just dumb.
Douglas, I'd like to say something if I may, but
you can say anything you want, man. Why couldn't you?
Well,
it's
okay.
a free country, ain't it?
Did you just call?
Yes, but I don't know if you're still talking. That's why I'd like to give you the floor if you still want it.
Okay,
I
concede the floor to Dr. Peter Paul or Ken because it's his show. So whoever's speaking, I'm listening, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Over and out.
Doug, I wanted to, first of all, it's a beautiful thing to me that you still communicate well with your nice, wonderful tasty daughters that are 20-some years old, even though you're 60-plus years old. I think it's wonderful. And I want to, you know, we got to thank the Lord that you have those two sons and two beautiful, tasty, sexy, beautiful, well-molded, very well-figured daughters of yours. That,
excuse me a second.
Amen, brother. Preach it.
Can I say something a second?
You're interrupting Dr. Peter Paul, Doug. Come on.
No,
brother.
I was just going to tell him, yes, you're right. My daughters are, they're not ugly and fat.
Well,
but I don't have no intention of ever having any sexual thing with them. You know what I mean?
Well, you already have.
But, yeah,
so why
you're complimenting me, saying how great my daughters are. And, yeah, that's true. Thank you very much. Continue on. And if you say you're going to penetrate them or do that kind of shit, hey, I don't care what you say. Because
well,
guess what?
They are adults.
They are adults.
Well,
you understand
you
me?
You had
I can't tell my adult kids what to do. Hey, but you retards probably don't have no kids at all. Never did. Never will.
Well, no matter what.
Shut up, Doug.
And you talk shit on me all the time. So, boo-hoo.
No,
thank you, Dr. Peter Paul Fauci. Please end your sermon. I'm sure Ken's going to end the show because it's like 10:30.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
going
to
end this.
End the show.
How's that?
Okay, and
Ken, Kenny, there's 3 minutes.
Do
left.
A fucking prayer, man. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Say a prayer, Ken. I'm sorry.
Let's say a prayer.
Yes. For all of us. Please. All of us. For real.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you like me to do the prayer?
I can do the prayer.
Yes, here
okay.
We go. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, light, and strength to us. Okay, we thank you for all you give us, Lord. We thank you
Doug's
that
wonderful.
We may be counted among the simple-hearted, among the children, Lord. We do not want to be anything great in the world. We want only to be with you as your children. Help us little children, watched over by you, Creator and Father of all. Grant us your blessing. Help us in all that is good and right, also in our daily work, so that we can be your children. Do what you have
Amen.
Commanded. May
he wasn't done.
Be honored, kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us the wrong we have done as we forgive those who have wronged us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory, and forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Kenny.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you for Doug's daughters.
Come on. They're adults, man. They're not like kids.
You like kids.
You like the little kids. So my daughters are women, you know. And you want to attack kids, so you're just proving you're an idiot. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
And DC2, you just chiming in all about it proves you're an idiot, too. Because that's a job.
That hurts my feelings.
You don't have no kids, do you? Do you have any daughters? You got people talking this kind of way toward them? I doubt it. Whatever.
Doug, why do you act like you're better than everybody?
What?
Why do you act like you're better than everybody? Just because there's a lot of people with kids. Just because you have kids don't make you the father of the world. Anyway.
I'd like to make sure that, Doug, please private message me and let's do some FaceTime. But if you don't mind, let's focus, have your daughters in the background or maybe you in the background, your daughters call and then I have some bathing suits I'd like for them to try on and parade model for me. Let's start with that.
Well, you know, Dr. Peter Paul, here's the thing. I mean, we all know Doug had his daughters when they were preteens. So, you know, you're not going to get the same satisfaction out of them that you would have had, but you can still penetrate them till completion. And I know that's what you want, right?
I would, that's my temptation. Yes. I wouldn't mind, having a little fun with Doug's daughters. If that's what he's invited me to do. So I might take him up on that offer.
Amen. Amen. Good for you, Peter Paul. They could be in your babysitter's club, brother.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Douglas.
Well, the show is over. Let's say goodnight, everybody. Okay. Have a great night. God bless.
Kenneth.
Talk to you all soon.
Free banjo, baby. Free banjo.
And raccoons.